I'm John Batchelor with my good colleague, Ernesto Araújo. This is the New World Report. We go immediately to Brazil because of the coffee harvest. Why? If you've noticed, the coffee, especially the best stuff, Robusta, from Brazil, is very expensive. Why? They had a bad harvest, and there's lots of competition, and there are now tariffs mentioned. But it's good to hear that the Robusta harvest is so bountiful. They're still bringing it in. Ernesto's traveled those coffee fields. I've never had an opportunity to talk about them. Agriculture in general is a great success for Brazil, especially because China's food does not compare to the food from the U.S. and Brazil. With the U.S. and China now tangled in a competition that looks hostile from the trade point of view, Brazil is the go-to player for China. Is it a success? Ernesto, there is a loaded question. The Chinese market, Lula da Silva has visited it more than twice, maybe three times over these last years. The Chinese market is growing for Brazil. Does that bring prosperity and stability, or is that upsetting to the society that one country is now so dominating the marketplace?
Yes, John. Of course, you have a seed of good news there, which is the competitiveness of Brazilian agribusiness, including coffee, of course. But the geopolitics of this is becoming more and more complicated for Brazil. And it spells a problem for Brazilian producers and for Brazilian agriculture sector. In any kind of business, if you sell too much to one single customer, you have to be careful. And what's happening is that Brazil is becoming, it's not Brazil that takes the decisions regarding price, regarding all the conditions in many sectors of the agribusiness world, because China controls not only the export markets. Of course, they need it, but Brazilians need to sell. So, but it's much more than that. The Chinese are more and more indirectly buying land, acquiring the productive land in Brazil. They are more and more controlling infrastructure in Brazil. They control the ports. For example, Santos, which is the largest port in Latin America, it's close to São Paulo. The grain export terminal already belongs to China. Paranaguá already belongs to China. So it means that, it's located in Brazil, the production, but more and more it belongs to the other conditions. So and that's not good for Brazilian producers. It's good for those that are the intermediaries, but not for the Brazilian producers themselves. In many cases, they're being forced to sell land at discount prices and other aspects. Also, it's not always good for Brazilian consumers. Meat, for example, beef, also coffee, are becoming much more expensive in Brazil, although Brazil is the largest exporter of beef, the largest exporter of coffee. And even with a good harvest, common normal Brazilians can't afford coffee anymore. They can't afford beef anymore. I think we were talking about this the other day, but the situation is still very serious because the sector does well, but it's feeding China, not feeding Brazil, because the prices are international prices and they are more and more dependent on the Chinese market. Right. So it's a big contradiction there.
I have heard. And recently I visited someone attending the atoll called an atoll in the Pacific, part of the Federated States of Marshall Islands, Federated States of Micronesia, that the Chinese had come in to augment an airfield. But in augmenting the airfield, they brought in their own construction teams, didn't hire locally, and are very damaging to the environment. Even when they're challenged, they bring in all their own equipment, they tear through the jungle, and then they leave. Is there a similar complaint in Brazil about Chinese construction projects, that they bring in their own people and they're indifferent to the environment and they work very quickly and then leave and you're left sometimes with shoddy construction? Does that happen in Brazil?
Some of the problems happen. Brazil has very strict environmental laws. So Chinese projects and also labor laws that require the Brazilians to be hired. So it's hard for the Chinese to to circumvent that like they do in other countries. But what happens, for example, BYD, you know, the big electric car producer of China, recently opened a plant in Brazil. And workers in that, Brazilian workers in that plant are denouncing BYD for, I mean, all sorts of disrespect for labor law and bad conditions. Also, some investment by China that looks industrial in terms of manufacturing, at the end of the day, takes the shape of only distribution plants. It's not really the things being manufactured there and creating jobs, manufacturing jobs. Of course, they create some jobs, but you have the labor problem, and you have the problem that it's not the kind of jobs that we were expecting. Now, Lula in China, he signed more contracts for more investment, industrial investment from China, but will it be really industrial? It doesn't look like. The news are all over a huge, I think the largest ship in the world for transportation of cars just landed in Brazil with, I think, 3,000 or more BYD cars to be kind of dumped in the Brazilian market because the Europeans don't want that anymore or can't buy that anymore. The Americans don't buy, of course, that anymore because of the trade war. So those are coming to Brazil and also jeopardizing the companies that already here are there in Brazil producing producing cars. So the problems are not always the same, but China's investment unfortunately always brings problems much more than solutions to Brazil, to Africa, to Latin America as a whole, to Micronesia, as you said. So it's a pattern. It's a pattern of investment that is very different from investment from, let's say, Western companies.
What you've outlined is a concern for Europe and America. Are there voices in the government speaking against the depending upon China so much? We have 30 seconds.
Not that much, because the economy is in a very difficult situation.
Right.
The fiscal side is exploding, so people need any sort of money, even if in the long term this is negative for the country.
So what we're looking at then is they can see the problem, but they don't speak out because the economy is fragile. So it's they're being expeditious about That's not complaining.
Perfect explanation. Exactly that.
Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil. He's in Cairo reflecting upon the good news. Robusta is a big harvest. That means the best coffee in the solar system, to my knowledge.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,